1967.
Is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and you know who you are. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. You know what's really weird? Isn't it interesting how people blame God for all the bad in the world? Isn't that kind of like blaming the sun for darkness? It doesn't make any sense, does it?
That is.
If everybody agrees with God, there would be no darkness.
There wouldn't be.
Right? Because light exposes the darkness. If everybody did what God commanded them to do when he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, then we wouldn't have 15,000 different versions of God and then war with...
That's right.
Within the parameters of what God told us not to do in the first place. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You take all those disobedient people that have done wrong, God knowing they've done wrong.
Well, those are the ones, it's the disobedient ones that are blaming God for how bad the world is, when in fact they're responsible because they didn't take responsibility to live up to the obligations of the precepts that God bestowed upon them. Precepts, friends, means what God entrusted you with. Just food for thought.
I want to add to that because
blaming God for all the bad in the world is like blaming the sun for the darkness.
Even after everybody does the bad in the world and God sees them do the bad in the world, he still offers his son as a sacrifice for their sins as a means of redemption to bring them back to good.
That's what they're blinded to.
Exactly.
Yes.
Two chances. So one, I screwed up. Yes, there's redemption. Okay, you can come in now. But no, they still want to blame God.
Well, when you see the price of, the redemptive price, and when you see the price of your liberty or your salvation, that's what makes you want to come to God. Not walk away from God and blame him for what you're responsible for. Anyways, just food for thought. Hey, I just had to lay it out there.
Good food.
Well, so you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to Facebook, you can do that as well. Sons of Liberty Radio. We got a bunch of new stuff posted. Jake will highlight that in just a couple minutes here. But that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like us if you would, please. And again, lines are open. They're accessible. If you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is your show, friends, and I love hearing from you. We love hearing from you, and 53 countries love hearing from you. You're all over the country today. And speaking of which, I want to high-five a new station. Last week, we were picked up by 3 in Montana. This week, 102.3 FM, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We have no new station. All right. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. Thank you for you Oklahomians.
Oklahoma City.
Picking us up. Now, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I say why is that, Mr. Other Guy, I also want to tell you, friends, go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's double E. And be my friend if you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean One. Listen, folks, I'm feeding Facebook, both pages, and Sons of Liberty constantly, as are we on 30 columns across this country on a weekly basis, 2 times,
yep,
as a matter of fact. So we're picking it up, and we're all over the country all the time. So, Jake, the other guy.
We need to keep our brains out of other people's heads.
Thank you. I was going to say, why is that? But go for it.
All the times. Divide and conquer. This is great for that opening, too, because so many people, there's a two-party system right now, Republican
Should
Democrats.
I hit that? That'll be the first part of the first hour. In the second hour, we'll talk about high schools versus 1967 versus 2013.
Yes. And we got stuff for both of those because I've been getting comments all week, Facebooks, Twitters. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin News just retweeted this, divide and conquer. Glad to hear Ms. Palin is understanding there is no difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party.
Well, she just got ostracized, too, for actually standing up. I guess Fox doesn't
stand up
anymore. No.
Don't stand up.
No, do stand up. And when you're ostracized, you'll know that you're right, not wrong in most cases.
And God will exalt his truth through his son, Jesus Christ. Divide and conquer the two-party system is Bradley's latest commentary column, It's also posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. There's a text art there. It's a picture of Bradley with this quote, and this is what it's about. So I encourage you, if you haven't checked it out, it's up on Western Journalism today. Freedom Outpost was on WND yesterday. Also, the Political Outsider, which is a great website as well, Chip McLean. He said, excellent, more people need to wake up to the fact that it is not just the Dems who are shredding the Constitution. Up now is a featured column at the Political Outsider.
But let's get it straight. It's not the Dems destroying the Constitution. And it's not the Republicans destroying the Constitution. Yeah, it's the American people allowing them to destroy the Constitution.
That's right.
Yes.
This is what Bradley's text art says to sum this up, this article. And, folks, again, I encourage you to read it. Today's conservatives, great video, too, by the way. Very good video. As I said, Sarah Palin News retweeted this one.
Also, if Sarah Palin picks it up, then it's good?
Well,
that's what you're kind of implying, and it really
it's always good. It's always
core.
It's always good for other people to understand that other people believe it's good, too, and then it maybe makes them go see the goodness.
Terry, I need to take some pokes at him, because he's really making me mad now.
Don't get me.
Sarah Palin's becoming educated is
that's
what she's doing through trials and tribulations.
Good to hear.
Yes.
Testimony, right? That's how we all learn.
It is.
This text art says, today's conservatives, and this is also in the column, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals.
Well.
Isn't the truth. And as the un-American agenda goes forward,
ostentatious erudition, that one came from a philosopher named Jacob McMillan. We call him the other guy.
I got that.
That was your thought. It was a great thought. It was true.
The American people do. Simply put, Americans would not have a left if the right had been doing
now,
the right
thing. Now, that is my coined phrase.
The time.
Listen, I'll attribute that to my pastor, Pastor Charles Spurgeon. He died in the 1700s. They called him the Prince of Preachers. He was a man submitted to the Christ, the man of war.
Yes.
Well, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, divide and conquer. Right when we come back, that'll be the first hour. Second hour, we're going to talk about comparing 1967 to 2013, Grandma Rocks, and if we can get to the rich, what's it like to be rich? Man, they're so rich. They don't have any money.
That's right.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. What I said right before the break, second hour, if we get enough time to get to it, we're going to talk about the rich and the famous. And Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? But what do they say? Well, I can tell you what they say. These are the people that are so poor, the only thing that they have is money. And they'll tell you how rich they aren't. Boy, and it's really true, isn't it? It's great stuff, but Jake, go ahead.
Well, going back to the topic of divide and conquer, and we're going to discuss this and break it out, the two-party system, how it's not really a two-party system, and the American people are the one that lose when they allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Rush served under a lot of administrations on cabinets, and different administrations had different political parties. I think he served on three for sure.
Yeah.
And had three separate political parties. So people asked him, so what party are you from? He responded, said, I've alternately been called an aristocrat and a Democrat. I am neither. I am a Christocrat.
Amen.
And that's where the foundation
Amen.
Is, and that's where we stand. That's where
There's
we're
an
saying.
Anointing on that.
Amen.
Listen, there are always two parties, the establishment and the movement.
That's
exactly right.
It
Ralph
is.
Waldo Emerson.
Nice job,
Here's
Ralphie.
Here's another one, Gore Vidal. It makes no difference who you vote for. The two parties are really one party representing 4% of the people. So, America, listen carefully. During the foundations, it was less than 3% that God used mm-hmm. to establish Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. Read it for yourselves. Folks, by the way, if you ever want to know what's going on prophetically, just read Judgment. Read yeah. God's judgments in his timelines, because that's what America is under right now.
Right.
Read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. But I think it's important for people to know that during the foundations, it was less than 3% that fought up against the strongest military empire at the time, of course, which is the British, and what's happening today is less than 4% are being allowed to destroy, because the 96% sit back and do a whole lot of nothing but complaining about what they're tolerating, right? We all know that. We already know that little trail when we go off on that one. But listen carefully again. Gore Vidal said, it makes no difference who you vote for. The two parties are really one party representing 4% of the people. Who? They're puppet masters. Listen to what Ralph Waldo Emerson said again. There are always two parties, the establishment and the movement. That's exactly right. The establishment is what everybody in America is complaining about, the movement, the propaganda. So who wins? Well, let's go to this. John Adams, the second president of the United States, told us a long time ago. As a matter of fact, he told us in October 2nd, 1789, he wrote a letter to Jonathan Jackson, so there's no excuse as to why we are where we're at today. John Adams said, "There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader." That's right. "And concerting measures in opposition to each other, this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." I want to jump right to the first president of the United States, and I want to make a couple points before we get into this. George Washington rightly said, quote unquote, "The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty." In other words, folks, when you think that you, okay, so we can't settle for the left, we can't settle for the right, we need a third party. You have it all wrong, friends. You have your eyes fixed on the wrong object of your faith. It should be fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, Jesus Christ. During the revolution, again, let me remind you, the flags that were flying were appeal to heaven. They were going to God. The other flag that was flying was no king but King Jesus. They had their eyes fixed on him. Because once they fixed their eyes on Christ, they were self-governed people because they were ruled by God, walking in the liberty that Christ gave them. A law as unto Christ. But what you have today, friends, is when you have a problem with the left and you throw the right off, okay, they're all the problem. You have, well, we got a third party. Let me just bring in, for example, Ron Paul. Well, I've seen Ron Paul there for 30-some years. I'm not capping on Ron Paul. I'm looking at the fruit on his tree. He says one thing, but I never seen it get done. He complains about the feds, but I never seen it get audited. I can go down the list. Now what we have, friends, is we have Rand Paul voting in favor of confirming Hagel. Ron Paul files complaints with the UN against his own supporters. I'm trying to figure out, now that he's out of power, he feels safe enough to go ahead and be who he really is. You know a tree by its fruit, friends. And I'm telling you what, you're looking at the wrong tree if you're looking for fruit. If you don't have your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, and you're looking at man, you're going to be, listen, without fail, man will fail you every single time. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And I'll tell you why. Other people, what they do is they say, well, you know, he's the lesser of two evils. Well, if it comes between the lesser of two evils, then don't pick either evil. Because you're only undoing yourself. And let me ask you this something. Why would you be okay to be appeased by the lesser of two evils in the first place? Why? Why would you settle for the lesser of two evils? You don't have to settle for either one of them, friends, because you are a self-governed nation ruled by the laws of our republic, as is everybody in government. And what happens here is you see, well, I can't put up with the left and I can't put up with the right. I'll put up with this guy because he's a lot better than the left and the right. But who's he serving? Does the agenda go forward? Yes, it does. Well, he says all the right things, I know, but does he do the right things along with what he says? No, he does not. Also keep in mind, all you libertarians, it means without restraint to the law. Whose law? What, you agree with some good, but you put off other good because you don't agree with it, because your lifestyle doesn't fit up to the standard that Christ commanded you to live by? Folks, you want real freedom, you're going to find it in Christ. I'm absolutely humored by when people try to talk me out of what only God showed me. What God puts in you, no devil in hell can pull out of you. Do you not understand that? You are a fool for your pains, is what you are, when you try to attempt to pull away the God that answers my prayers. The God that liberates me. The God that empowers me. There is no argument. And I'll tell you what, when I begin to talk the way that I'm talking right now, you know what people do? They get offended because of their favorite candidate. You're offended by your favorite candidate while your liberties are being eroded and encroached upon on a daily basis? Well, I don't care about that liberty because I help actually advocate that crime against the Republic. So I'm okay with that. And that's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. You'll see that in their back track record. There is a crime. You brought up the example of Ron Paul. We already brought up the fact that we've had a time, and I'm speaking because we have a different show.
I'm not attacking Ron Paulers. I'm just saying, friend, get your eyes off of man.
That's right. When you put your eyes, well, here's the worst thing that could happen. It's the same thing that happened to the children of Israel in the book of Samuel. They said, we want a king like other nations around us. Just a quick FYI, the other nations around them were heathen nations. They didn't serve God. They were idolatrous. They murdered their own children. They were cannibals in some instances.
And God liberates the children of Israel through blood. He chains them to the Ten Commandments. It's the second thing he does. And then they have the audacity to say, we want a king.
That's right.
Like other nations.
And the worst thing that could happen is that you receive what you want. And in this case, they wanted a king. God gave them a king. What did he do but oppress them? First, it was
totally.
Saul.
He said he was going to take his kids.
Yep.
He did that. He sent him to war.
Yep.
He stole from him in so many words. Well, because after all, other countries did that with their kings.
Right. That's right. And that's where people want something in the flesh to rest on, ultimately, to
let them do it.
That's right. Take their responsibility away from themselves. Give it to somebody else to do it. And that's what happens in America when we put our eyes on somebody else. The worst thing that could happen is we could get them. The best thing that could happen is we could stay prodded, stay sober, stay vigilant, and say, man, I've got to keep working because this person in office isn't obviously bringing the liberty to the country that it needs to have.
Because
so
it's not
being be
ruled by the laws of the Republic. It always comes down to the same thing. Jake, let me interject so everybody understands. We were all duped. This last re-election, let me say, duped in a way that I didn't fall for the options that were given unto us by the establishment that everybody's complaining about.
Yep, it was clear.
It was very, very clear. Even the re-election campaign, Fred, fraudulent from A to Z.
Yep.
Okay? I'm not stupid that way. But I am saying I did have hope in the right candidates, and they let us down.
Yep. That's right.
And once we began to stand behind them, what did they do? They pulled the rug.
That's right.
And guess who does that? The Lord says, get your eyes on me, not on them. Get your eyes on me, be governed by who I am in my Son, Jesus Christ, and you'll be free.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. and these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AirFusion systems.com, or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now listen, I just got a text. By the way, the number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. Just got a text. It's actually Brian out in Michigan. He had said, instead of calling Jake the other guy, let's call him the constitutional lecturer.
So oh, I thought.
No, so what I need to do is demean you as we get on the radio here. You see how that works?
See, I didn't. When you said that originally, you were saying that he was calling you the constitutional lecturer instead of me.
No. Unless I'm messed up.
Maybe I'm messed up.
Talking about divide and conquer the two-party system, saying we should keep the two-party system simply because it is working is like saying the Titanic voyage was a success because a few people survived on life rafts. That's exactly right. Oh, and who are those that survive?
Yep.
That they want to survive.
Those rich ones up
right
on the
as they eradicate teams. The pith and the marrow of the Constitution of the United States. But let me go on here. So, John Adams said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader. It's exactly what you're seeing. And concerting measures in opposition to each other. It's exactly what you're seeing. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. So here we go again. The so-called right has been capitulating to anti-American socialist communists who attempt to force their agendas on the American people. This is what you're seeing. For example, Rand Paul, who we've been trying to get on the radio for the last couple of weeks, I want to confront him on some of these issues, voted in favor of confirming Hegel. Ron Paul, his dad, filed complaints with the United Nations against his own supporters. 100 Republicans are petitioning to back homosexual marriage as the Supreme Court conveniently looks at the issue this month.
Mm-hmm. Like it's up to them or
something.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Exactly right. Thank you, Jake. And 8 Republican governors have betrayed the people and came out in support of Obamacare? Listen carefully, friends. Nowadays, America's right is as corrupt and destructive as the left. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, and as the un-American agenda goes forward, who loses? Friends, who loses? You do. No matter what side of the aisle a representative stands on, they all swear the same oath and uphold. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution, not attack or undermine, the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that means abroad and within our borders, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, folks, it's called treachery, complete treachery, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter, so help me God. Folks, those who serve in our military swear a very similar oath. Why is it that the American soldier fights, bleeds, and dies to uphold the Constitution, while the representatives in American government are allowed by the American people to desecrate their honor by undoing the freedoms under the laws of our constitutional republic for which the soldiers sacrifice themselves? Folks, we have one Constitution, not two. But the American people have been dummied down to believe that when the left is in power, they can trample the Constitution. And when the right is in power, they can trample the Constitution. They both act as if they are a law unto themselves when in fact they are not. And here we have it. So here, I'm going to hand it over to, not the other guy, but the constitutional lecturer. And Jake, you go ahead and tell me, as I leave you with this exclamation point, we wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. It's called taking responsibility, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You know what? And what happens when you take responsibility? This is what I want to say.
Things change.
Exactly.
Real change.
And a lot of times...
Reformation.
That's right.
Not revision.
You do get persecution a lot of times. But let me show you the other side of the sword. We've done public high school assemblies for over a decade. I just got an email. It was actually a Facebook on the Junkyard Prophet website because we use a band. Some people say, well, I don't like rock music. I don't care what you like. What is bringing about change?
God like rock music.
Is.
Psalm 33.
He's a rocker. He's the rock that makes us roll.
That's exactly right.
Yes, he is.
But what did he say? He'd play with a loud noise.
Skillfully.
And
a loud noise.
Thank you.
Clanging cymbals.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, he's a rock of our salvation, so rock music is completely biblical.
Well, you know what? And the rock music that we're talking about is praise and worship.
It better be.
It's not just giving our lip service to God. It's also putting our worship into action.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's another topic. You hear this pathetic puke.
Oh, but Jesus, we just love you.
So much that we never do anything in accordance with your commandments.
We know babies are being killed every day, but
it's not our business.
You.
We don't want to get involved in politics.
Separation of church and state.
Doesn't
we
exist.
Love you,
the ACLU told you that.
I lift my voice to you, Lord.
And he doesn't hear it. It's a reproach on him. Read the book of Amos.
Lift. I dress like the world, but I sing for you, Lord.
No difference. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Amos 3:3.
They cannot. This gentleman said, hi, my name is David Korick. This is an email we got because we do stand, in this particular instance, in a public school. But it's everywhere, folks. Your Christianity doesn't just go in certain elements of your life or just in your ministry. He said, you came to my high school some years ago. I'm now 23. My school is Kabul High School in Missouri. We've talked about that school as where the principal tried to shut it down. Yeah. The kids walked out of school, so we want to hear the message. Then they packed out of church after school hours. The reason I'm messaging you is to tell you thank you, because you all are straight to the point. That's what this world needs, is tough Christians that don't sugarcoat the truth. I want to thank you for all that you do. God bless you. Russ Emily just actually Facebooked here recently. When you take a stand, this is what you get. And folks, we get them every single day. I can't read them all. But this is what happens. People listen and people follow. Russ said, love your ministry, Mr. Dean. God bless you. Get them.
Okay.
Go get them. Amen, brother.
Okay. Yep.
As we continue to go forward in this, folks, this is the momentum, if you want to call it. This is the momentum that's pushing us forward. And we need your help to continue on that vein. Because as you said, Bradley, we're not going to put our hope in an election. We're not going to put our hope in a party or a candidate. Our hope is in Christ and presenting his biblical truths, because that makes us solid and makes us firm and makes people like these, Russ and also David, who just emailed and Facebooked, it gets them solid, and the momentum starts in their communities. We need your help to do that, folks. We're a nonprofit organization. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. On the left-hand side of the screen, you can support our cause for justice. Support our cause for justice. There's multitudes of ways where you can find a way to donate if it's put on your heart from the Lord. I believe it is. This is good seed. This is the soil we need to be sowing into. And fruit comes as a result of it. We take our system that we have right now, our divided system, our two-party system, and we apply it in a society. Look what we're getting. People put their hope and their confidence in one side of a party, and then when they lose and they get let down and they get discouraged, and then they decide, well, what's the point anyways?
It's almost like a game.
And I got a comment from this. A woman said, my generation of the 70s miserably failed stewardship. She commented on the column that was actually pointed. She said, we were having a grand old time and just couldn't be bothered with preventative maintenance.
Yep.
She's from the 70s. We ignored or sloughed off what our government was up to. Mm-hmm. If we saw corruption breaching the halls of Congress, we said that it was, quote, politicians being politicians, unquote.
As if they don't have the helm in hand.
That's right.
Yeah.
With the same intentness as, quote, boys will be boys, many of us escaped the blood spatter of Vietnam. See, look what happened when the people stopped being vigilant.
Yeah.
Well, you have
Jake,
war.
Jake, let's just be real candid now that you're off on this branch. We get people quoting, when we talk about the veterans, they sit there and say that you're worshiping the military.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something, fool. If it wasn't for your military, you wouldn't have a republic, number one.
That's right.
And number two, if my brothers and my sisters are going to magnify the Constitution of the United States and they die in the process, I'm going to honor them. I don't care if you like that or not. And if you're going to have the audacity to think you're going to smack me in the back of my head with disingenuous content on my Facebook or text and say to me that I'm worshiping the military, I want to tell you something. If your military is doing something out of bounds, namely the Constitution, they're doing something out of bounds because you allowed Congress to step outside of their scope of authority. The military is honoring their oath. You are not honoring yours as a patriot.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
They're willing to give their lives for you without a second thought or lose their limbs without a second thought.
Oh, I got it. We got one today. Divide and conquer. I don't mean to get off base, but I just had to interject that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the responses that we've had from this, talking about glorifying the military. But first of all, I come from a military family.
We have a military blood-bought nation.
Oh, that's it. We are a blood-bought nation.
That's right.
But you have the audacity to spit on and desecrate the headstones of those that sacrificed. You're willing to go along with the politicians that put them in the graves in the first place by blaming the military for what you allowed the politicians to do in the first place? You hear this argument all over the country, friends. Well, you know, you got to be careful when you're talking about the military that way, Bradley. Really? Number one, first of all, know what you're talking about. There's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. Vietnam was not the Lord's war. That was man's war. And if you want to complain about Vietnam, keep in mind you stood down and you let those communists sit back. When our boys were coming back from Vietnam, you were sitting there watching our boys being protested by the communists and you did nothing. Because you allowed Congress to send our boys and girls there. Don't you ever dare raise a finger towards our military to me. Never, ever. Call whatever you want to do. I'll tell you what. You're not getting on the air. That jacks me up. And it really does. As you were talking about the emails that you were getting.
Yep.
And the people that have the audacity to sit there. And you know what they do? They sit and critique. Well, you're in the middle of the battle.
Mm-hmm.
They critique you, friends.
Critique.
That's right. They love to critique you and find fault with you because they're caught up into the two-party system. Our military wouldn't be doing anything unconstitutionally if the people didn't let the Congress do it. Are these wars that are taking place across the world unconstitutional? Yes, a lot of them are. Yes, they are. But this is where America should stand up because our boys are coming back in boxes. What are you doing to prevent them from going over there? Chancing the fact that they may come back in a box too as well themselves.
And the fault lie at your feet.
That's
for
exactly
allowing
right. They're the ones who help divide and conquer by not standing up. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings brings responses like this.
I listen to your show every day. My son just turned 13. He's been listening to you with me when I pick him up from school ever since he turned 12. This generation, it's not all lost, guys.
Amen.
People like you are the voice of freedom. Gentlemen like you are the ones who carry the cross for the Lord.
Amen.
So let's keep praying for this young generation. You know, you guys are helping bear the light.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty show, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today, not just politicians, Hollywood, or sports figures, but our true heroes. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Cool. Wow. And she makes a difference. You know, you ever notice that it's always the people that are making a difference?
Yes.
That can tell the other people that are making a difference?
Yes.
Other people, categories of people, just sit and complain about what's not happening instead of making a difference.
Yeah.
Similar to the Facebooks you're talking about. I got one last
night
as well.
By the way, seriously, what it comes down to, and I got hot on that because we were talking about the military, and then you started talking about the text.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a handful of them.
Yeah.
It's not even that many. There's like two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you humor me. So I sent one back. You want to be disingenuous? Do it with somebody else. You want to stand out and critique the problems of our country without being a part of the answer? Don't even waste your breath.
Yeah.
Don't even use your finger power, friends, because I don't want it.
Yep, doesn't exist.
You want to stand up and win the republic back? Again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it.
Yep.
And they think they're brave standing back critiquing the brave.
Yeah,
but in fact, they're the cowards.
Yep, that's right.
You know,
because there's no resolve brought from any of their action.
None.
This is one I received on Facebook. At some point, we will need these, talking about our military veterans. I posted a picture of veterans that were missing arms and things like that. And it said, true heroes are not Hollywood. They're these men.
Yeah.
And he said, at some point, we need these to follow their oath and their honor and throw off the tyranny that controls us and them. And I'm thinking to myself, you're insulting a man who has lost his leg or lost a limb and saying it's an ungodly purpose. Okay, so then where does the finger points off of himself, of course. But who's the one who put the men in office that allowed this?
That's exactly right.
Oh, well, America is apostate and they're going to hell. And that's the view that they take.
And let me take a guess. It's not the older generation saying that.
No.
Right? I'm being facetious, right?
No, exactly.
It's not the kids saying that. It's the older generation that are giving the younger generation nothing but gloom and doom.
Yep.
That's exactly right. No hope, no resolve, no end to this. When we bring Christ, when we bring the Bible, which is all that we're doing here, which is all that we should always do, because there is no two foundations in America, there's one. We set our feet upon that, it brings the resolve. And that resolve is wickedness will not be tolerated, number one. And number two, the people will be sober and vigilant to make sure that wickedness will not be tolerated so that we can prosper and so that we can be blessed. Yeah. So when we go to sleep, we take our eye off the ball, that's when we lose.
Well, that's why they love to complain about the issues, because
like
as long as they're complaining,
them?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They're attempting to justify them through their inaction, mm-hmm. which only condemns them.
Yeah. And I'm angry, I'm mad.
Yeah, that's like sitting on the Titanic, Jake, and saying the boat's sinking, and you know what, I don't like the way that this captain's driving the boat.
That's right.
Well, then maybe you should have got a different captain before he hit the iceberg. Yeah. Now that the iceberg's been hit on the boat, and there's a hole in the boat, we better work together and patch that hole up, right?
That's right.
No, they sit back and they critique.
Exactly right.
Everybody like but themselves.
Yep.
I don't like those buckets they're using to get the water out of the boat. I don't like that wood, man. I know you want to cover the hole up, but you know what? That's just the wrong wood. As the ship is sinking.
That's right.
Man, they are courageous.
These life vests are uncomfortable. Why did somebody make a life vest like this? Why didn't they make it a different color?
Totally.
Why aren't we able to drive the boat? Well, we can't drive the boat. This boat's going to sink anyway. So what? We're going to go into our cabin, and we're just going to have a Bible study, and we're going to complain about the captain.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Boy, I just got a real attitude, dude, when you hit that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I did.
Because that's the problem, is when people fail in their responsibility, then what they resort to is they start to complain to try to justify themselves for failing at their responsibility. To keep all the fingers, that's not what redemption teaches us. When we look to the cross, when I see our veterans coming back limbless and without arms, the last thing in my mind is thinking about, gosh, idiots, what they go over there for anyways? They're just following a tyrant's order to go over there and expand the empire. I think, man, you did all of that on the behalf of your country, because that's what you swear the oath to uphold. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I posted one last night of a man who lost his friend when he was 17. He still goes back to his grave every single year. He was a World War II vet.
Yeah.
And it just broke me. I started crying. I typed on there, I can do more. Of course I can.
Yeah.
This man doesn't have the option to do more.
A man that
more.
Is truly saved knows what he's saved from. He also knows what he's saved for. And he looks to his Lord who forgave him of so much. And he says to him, Lord, what else can I do for you? And the Lord says, enter into the joy of the Lord. That comes with more responsibility, not with less.
Mm-hmm.
That joy that the Lord talked about.
Yep.
It comes with more. And that's exactly right. I think I know he's an older man now.
He's touching the grave.
Yep.
And it's like how you can't just break at that.
Yeah, I've seen another picture of another guy that will literally set his chair right by the headstone. I believe it's in Arlington or it's a veterans memorial. And he sits out there and every weekend he sits and talks with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the numbskulls out there, the atheists and the secularists and humanists and all these other un-Americans, you know, that looks ridiculous, but it's called honor. And honor to me means a whole lot.
Yep.
And don't touch it.
Well, even look in your oath that you're saying. Both parties swear it. Everybody swears that serves in government.
Yeah. You know how stupid when you look at the lady laying over the grave of her freshly buried husband, who just wants to be with him one more day, and she's out there every other day because she misses her husband that died to give these atheists, secularists, humanists the freedom that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
It is.
Pooh. America, that's why I don't stand back.
That's right.
No way.
And that's why.
No way.
And anybody who's seen that that's alive and has a pulse in their body is going to stand for that same liberty.
And the way that you desecrate and the way that you help desecrate the memory of them is by tolerating crime in your government.
That's right.
Because that's not what the veterans fought, bled, and died for in any sense of the word. And it's not what Christ died for, neither. We fight against what crucified Christ.
That blood comes against you then. It doesn't come to bless you anymore. It comes against you.
Either you live for the blood to bless you, or the blood's going to condemn you.
Right.
There's just no way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're in the oath that we were talking about on the divide and conquer, you have in faith. It says that we're to do this in faith. Some people think faith is like, well, it's a supernatural power in my mind that I can believe what doesn't exist. If you look up the word faith, it literally means fidelity, faithfulness.
Yeah.
It's me being faithful to a covenant or an oath. It's God's faithfulness. When we have faith in God, we're having faith, we're having fidelity to His covenant. This is an action, it's a responsibility. And that's what's exemplified when men walk according to that fidelity, you have peace. And when you don't have peace, you got to get to the bottom of it and say, why is this not existing anymore?
Yeah.
And you have to deal with it. There's a covenant made, and it's a contract. Government is contract. It's a covenant. It literally is. Just like our covenant before God and our Savior, and God made that with mankind, He makes it with government. When government goes and swears an oath on a Bible, it's because they're making a covenant, a contract. And who's it between? Well, they put their hand on the Bible, first of
all. Yeah, that blood-bought Bible.
So that shows God.
Yeah.
God ordained this position. But who's in front of them when they're being sworn?
That's
the people.
The masses.
So the covenant is between God, the person who's serving in the elected office or a military veteran or whoever it is, and the people. It's threefold. God is not responsible to make sure that the oath of office is upheld. That is the people's job.
And they're doing everything in the light of day. It's almost like the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth.
Exactly right. Because what happens is the left will lie. And I see it happen all the time. You see it happen all the
time. All day long in the math.
The parents of cat. What they do is they say, what is the other side going to do? Then we're going to react to it.
Yep.
How do we react better? Oh, well, they think that was a little too hard, so we're going to react and we're going to soften up a little bit. Gay marriage is an issue, and boy, they're really fighting back and throwing millions of dollars in it. Let's just cave on that. Let's react to that. Instead of continuing to go forward, they back off every single time.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of the...
The American people really need to come to resolve with this government.
Do you
really need to come to resolve, friends, and glean this government? Search their records out. When you see something deviated just a little bit off the Constitution, open that door. You're going to find more crime behind each and every one of them, friends. And I'm not saying everyone in government is bad. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, America, if you want to save this republic, you better glean government. And for you to sit and complain another day about what this administration is doing only shows your lack of effort to stop it.
You know, I would say this, too, in the positive of exactly what you're saying. This day of resistance just happened. People in America are gleaning. They are reacting. They are responding. And what happened now is that you've got this division, right? We already talked about, I think, two shows ago. We talked about the media comes in and tries to put walls around people and paint people in corners. And then, of course, the Republican candidates do a good job of that themselves by putting conservatives in corners.
Well, if you really look at, you know, it's really good what you just said there, Jake, is isn't it interesting that the media will bully anybody that attacks government as to what doesn't work for the propaganda or the new agenda?
That's right.
That's exactly what they do. So you see the corrupt politicians working with the media to basically put a bulwark against those that might speak out against them.
Because the show's got to keep going on.
They've
got to keep selling papers. There's always got to be a controversy of some sort. But I do see, and I know we saw it on our last tour, we went through multiple cities down in Florida. We've been through multiple cities in 11 states over the past 7 months. People are awake. I have been to very few meetings, Tea Parties, 9/12 groups, high schools, colleges, where people weren't sober, vigilant, and awake. There is hope out there. Leadership is what's lacking right now that quickens people and brings them together. And folks, we need your help to do that. We are a nonprofit organization. It's how we continue doing it. We bear fruit on your account. When you support, we go out and we bear fruit. And I encourage you folks, go to the front page of sonsoflibertyradio.com on the left, support our cause for justice, and let's win more wars because there's more to be won.
When we come back, friends, hour two is coming up. We're going to talk about what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? They are so poor that that's all they have is money. Right after this break.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.